shedding has become almost a norm for us in the year 2022. Load shedding has been around for a couple of years, and the power surge damage is on the rise as load shedding becomes more and more frequent. On the line, we have John Tiernison, Assistant Ombudsman. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sam. Thank you so much.
Obviously, John, load shedding affecting businesses across the country for people, for normal people with a spike in insurance claim over the last couple of months. But now for us with claims that we have from our properties from home, where do we stand? When can we claim? What is the law saying?
Basically, it's not so much about what the law says, but it all depends on the type of insurance policy you have. What is the trend I've noticed is that insurers are less and less likely to cover power surge or damages caused by power surge, because at the end of the day, I think most of the damage occurs when they switch the power supply back on. A lot of the insurers tend to exclude these type of damages these days, but they are still insurers that cover it. And sometimes you can take extra cover on your policy to specifically cover for this. So I think it's important that people actually just look at their insurance policies and make sure that the cover is included. If it's not included, then inquire with the insurer whether they do provide cover, and then take out the cover if possible.
John Tiernison talking to us this morning. John, do you have any tips for consumers and businesses? What can we do to protect these assets and belongings during these power outages?
Like I said previously, I think most of the damages occur when the power supply is put back on. But I know, unstable power supplies, damage machines and other appliances as well. So it's difficult to say exactly what to do, but I think the best thing that you can do is just make sure that you've got surge protectors, put in place. And if you don't, I suppose it is a bit of a pain, but it would probably be a good idea to unplug some of the supply or appliances that are more expensive and more prone to failure as a result of an unstable power supply or power surge, when load shedding does occur.
John Tiernison, Assistant Ombudsman for Short-Term Insurance. Can consumers and businesses claim for damaged equipment?
Damages to equipment, like I said, depends again on what kind of insurance policy you have in place. Whether you can claim from the municipality, local municipality, or even Eskom is another question. I think what it will come down to at the end of the day is what evidence you can produce, because it's not always easy to prove that your appliance was damaged by power surge due to load shedding or whatever. So I know that in certain instances you can claim from the municipalities where appliances are damaged due to surges or spikes in the power supply. But again, proving that and then approaching the municipality is not always the easiest thing to do. It is quite time consuming. So the best thing to do is probably to take out insurance for such eventuality.
A quick question from my colleague.
Mr. Tiernison, I had a quick question about the incidence of fraud. Has that perhaps increased with people trying to lodge claims for things that were damaged prior to load shedding, perhaps?
It is, like I said, it's quite difficult to determine sometimes why appliance fails. For instance, you've got a fridge that's been working fine for 10 years. And during load shedding or during this time, it just stops working. So has it failed because there was an unstable power supply or a power surge when you switched it back on? It's difficult to determine that. The best thing to do is obviously to take it to a repairer and get them to give you a proper report on what was damaged, but we haven't noted anything at our office, regarding fraud, specifically fraud increasing because of load shedding and so on. But these instances are always there. They will always be there. But no increase as far as we've noticed.
John, thank you very much for your time. All the best. Where do we go? Who do we contact if we have a query?
No problem. If you need to contact the Ombudsman, I think the easiest is through our web portal, which is at www.osti.co.za.
Thank you, Mania. Have a great Wednesday further.
No problem, sir. Thank you. Have a good one.
Ciao, ciao.